Cape Talk.
Hard Drive.
It is 5 minutes now to 5 o'clock. Truecaller announced today that it's making Africa a key priority region and increasing its presence on the continent. We have on the line Ted Nelson, the Chief Commercial Officer at Truecaller. Ted, good afternoon. I know Truecaller is the app that tells me when telemarketers are calling. Is that the extent of what it does?
Yes, good afternoon. Truecaller is a very popular mobile app which makes your communication safe and efficient. So we identify unknown incoming calls and we protect you from spam calls and spam messages.
You know, how do you define spam calls and spam messages? Because it is surely legitimate for a call center of an insurance company to try to contact me to persuade me, hopefully, they hope, to take out a policy with them. Do you protect me from that kind of call?
So we protect you from the calls that our community find annoying. It might be an annoying telemarketer. It's for sure a lot of financial services calling up to sell you stuff. But there's also the occasional scam calls that you for sure don't want to speak to.
So you compile your list from the Truecaller community.
Exactly. So this is totally community driven. So the spam scoring and what decides what's being blocked or not is decided by the community, and it's totally up to you on which filters you want to activate to do your spam blocking.
How carefully do you check a community member's report? Because somebody can just be having a really bad day and get incredibly annoyed by an entirely innocuous phone call and then report that caller to Truecaller. Do you wait for a certain number of people to complain about a particular service before you blacklist it?
So we use several different signals to decide whether a message or a call is a spam call. One very important factor is, of course, how many users that actually actively report that number. But that might also be over a certain time if it's a short time period. And so forth. So there's a lot of signals that actually decides whether it's filtered as spam or not.
Okay. And you're increasing your presence in Africa. What does that mean to Southern African downloaders of the Truecaller app?
So, yeah, I'm really happy to announce that we just passed 50 million users in Africa. We have 250 million users worldwide, and Africa is becoming a bigger part of our business. South Africa is today our fastest growing market, and obviously we want to increase our presence in the region. So we're currently searching for the right talent to do business development and sales in the region over the next coming month.
I'm already getting WhatsApps, Ted, from people saying things like Truecaller is one of the best apps out there. I use Truecaller. It is very useful. But people are also asking the question what you do with the data that you have access to, because you have access to an app downloader's contact list, apparently.
So today we have access to a lot of data. We have 350,000 users that register with the service today. And we have a very strong belief that it's a user's right to know who's calling you. And whenever there's a call being made from an unidentified number, we encourage our community to actually share who this is, and especially the case whenever it's a spam call.
But the question was, do you sell that data on, the data that you get through people downloading the app?
For sure not. I mean, we would not be in the business that we are if we did. Privacy is in our DNA, and that's what the service is really all about, that you get the opportunity to decide who and whom that actually can contact you.
Ted Nelson, thank you very much indeed. Chief Commercial Officer of Truecaller, getting plenty of good raps from the audience.